May the Lord be in our minds and in our lips, that we may worldly proclaim his gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may sit down. There are some people that are good at telling you things without really telling you things. And that is how Mrs. Smith was. She was a teacher. And she corrected the children even without them knowing. And so this time, she looks at a group of kids that are making faces, funny faces. And she goes to them and approaches them and tells them, "Children, when I was a little girl, my mom used to tell me that if I kept doing those funny, ugly faces, my face might freeze and stay like that forever." And so little Johnny looks up to her and says, "Well, you cannot say that you were not warned." Today the gospel speaks about pride. And actually speaks about spiritual pride. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. I have always thought of myself as somebody that has been privileged from the beginning and have been blessed and given too much from God, a lot more than what I have needed. And all my life, starting back in Colombia, and when I got here, I have had people supporting me with their prayers, picking me up, sometimes literally. And I have never really forgotten that if I am where I am today, I owe that first to God, and then to other people that sustain me. And I'll give you an example of this so that you know what I'm talking about exactly. I was born in Colombia, and about 23 years ago, I came to the U.S. I was one of those lucky people that came here documented. My institution where I was in the seminary sent me to Mexico, where I was privileged to be for a year and a half. They asked me to go to Chicago for some further studies and to finish my formation. And then, after I was ordained a priest, I was given the opportunity to become an American citizen. And I did. So I am an American citizen, not by birth, but by choice. And I love this country. This is my country, this is my land. Sometimes I am tempted to forget that. Sometimes I am tempted that I really do not have the right to be here. We have heard that in the negative way many times, but I want to say it in the positive way, in the real way. As an immigrant, I do not have the right to be here, because I was not born here. And sometimes, now that I'm an American citizen, try to forget that if I have been given something, if I have been blessed, it's because I am asked to share those blessings to those people that are less blessed than I am, that are less privileged than I am. And I might bet that many of us are privileged, a lot more privileged than a lot of people that we know firsthand, and millions that we probably don't know firsthand. Why do I say that? Well, today we speak about prayer, and the prayer of the Pharisee and the prayer of the tax collector. Who was the tax collector, by the way? Sometimes we don't really know that we speak probably negatively, and that Jesus kind of had a liking for tax collectors, right? But tax collectors were people that were despised by the Jews. Why? Because they were crooks. And that was basically what they were. They were, I can say in terms of today, lawyers that work for the government. And in this case, they work for the Roman Empire. And that is why the Jews hated them more. And what they did was that they went to people that did not pay their taxes and collect those taxes. But the point really was that they not only collected the taxes, but they collected more than they owed so that they could give the Romans what was the Romans and keep the rest for themselves. So they were thieves. Have you heard about interest? I think the concept of interest, it came from there. So you don't only pay what you owe, but you pay interest on what you owe. And so if somebody owed 100 sheep, then the tax collector will take 123 and he will keep the 23, right? When the tax collectors comes to the temple, he prayed sincerely, as did the Pharisee. The Pharisee's prayer was, "Thank you, God, because I'm not like others." The prayer of the tax collector was, "Have mercy on me, a sinner." I think the Pharisee was sincere in saying, "God, I have been blessed. You know, I am a good man. I am a righteous." That's the word that he uses. "I am a righteous man." That means I do the right thing. I come to church. I come often. I give my tithe, my 10%. I am a good citizen. And I have done well. That's why I thank you that I'm not like that guy. And that was sincere. I believe that was sincere. The tax collector, when he comes to church, when he comes to the temple, he does not have the right to be there. Because he is a sinner, he knows it, and everybody else knows that. But his prayer is sincere, and he recognizes that he is a sinner, and he opens the door for the grace of God to come into his life and change that. And Jesus said, that tax collector went home justified. You know other tax collectors, well known, Zacchaeus. When Jesus came to his house, his life was completely changed. St. Matthew, the apostle. Jesus looked at him and looked at him in a way that nobody else around him looked at, and he called him to serve with him. "Come and follow me." And the Levi and Matthew left everything and followed him. So what I'm trying to say is just sharing my own experience. I am like a Pharisee in many instances of my life. I would like to think that I am better than you, and that I have the right to be in this church and in this temple more than any of you. And then when I get to heaven, I'm going to have a better place than you. I would like to think that. What I'm saying is, I have forgotten many times how to deal with sinners. You know why? Because I sometimes forget that I am a sinner, and that God has dealt mercifully with me. And that if I am at this point of my spiritual life, in a healthy spiritual life, it's not because of my own doing, but because I was given a chance by the blessings of God. St. Paul, speaking to Timothy today in his letter, says precisely that. He says, "I'm good. I have fought the good fight. I have run the race. I have kept the faith." But then at the end, he says, you know why I am in this point of my life? Because I was rescued from the lion's mouth. It was not of my own doing. It was Jesus Christ that came into my life and took me with his grace and his love and transformed my life. And I give glory to him and only to him. I was rescued. I was given another chance. So today, my invitation to all of us is to pray first. These two people, the Pharisee and the tax collector, were at church and praying. First pray. And please, when we pray, we should do it sincerely with what is in our hearts and allow the Lord to look into our hearts and give us what we need. The tendency for church people, like all of us, we are all church people. Those privileged that come to church, that recognize our need to feed from our faith. We are church people. We are blessed. We are privileged. But the tendency that we have, as Bishop Doyle puts it, for those of us that have attractive churches model, is that we will say, God, where is everybody? Why are they not in church? I am sacrificing my time and I am here. How come everybody else is not? And probably it has nothing to do with this church or with me. We have no idea what is going on in people's lives. Probably we don't. And we will recognize that really, probably we do not know how to deal with a sinner that sincerely feels that he or she does not have the right to enter the temple. But God does. God does. How can we humble ourselves? Humility comes from recognizing that we are privileged, from recognizing that we are blessed, from recognizing that we have power, and consciously giving it up. So if you're privileged, and if you are blessed, we are called to share those blessings. And so in my example, right now in the United States, I feel called to help and accompany and pray for and sustain those who do not have the right to be in this country. Some people might call that wrong, but that is my experience, and that is what I feel called to. It is not about having the right to stand anywhere. But especially, it is not about to having the right of being in church. The Pharisee said, I have earned that right. This is my temple. If you are at a point where you need to pray, as I have prayed often, and as the tax collector prayed today, have mercy on me, God, a sinner. Do that. And if you are at a point of your life where you spiritually believe that you have gotten there, that you need to pray like Paul prays, I have run the race, but I have done so by the chance that God gave me and by his rescuing me from the lion's mouth. Because every time that you or I exalt ourselves, we'll certainly soon be humbled. But every time that we humble ourselves, we'll be exalted.